Reservoir. Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the Book of Psalms, and let's read Psalm 142. Psalm 142 before we start our worship and prayer. It's a psalm of David. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. Look on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cry unto thee, O Lord. I say, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Let's pray. Let me thank you and we praise you. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for your help and your support. We thank you, Lord, that you have delivered us. You have delivered me from many troubles, from many persecutors. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness, your goodness, and your faithfulness. Thank you for your help and your support. Thank you for your mercy. Oh God, we come before you today. We ask you to bless our worship. Bless, Lord, this congregation and the rest of the congregations of the church. Let your name be glorified and lifted up. Accept our prayers and lead us with the Holy Spirit. Let's confess our sin to the Lord. Let us renounce our wrongdoing. Lord, you promise that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just. You will forgive us and you will purify us from all unrighteousness. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the assurance of salvation. And thank you for the assurance of forgiveness. Let's come now to the Lord and let us ask him our needs. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Thank you, Lord, for all the provision, the answer prayers. And here we are by faith. We come to you trusting that you will answer us and you will give us all what we need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy, O God. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your wife, your husband, your children, your parents, your siblings. Oh God, let your name be glorified in the life of each and every family. Lead the families of the church to discipline their children. Oh God, to do your will. Provide for their families, oh God. That they will shine, prove that you are in the middle of each and every family by wonders and miracles and provisions and deliverance in time of need. Hear our prayer, O God. Help each and every family to raise up godly children and disciples after yours. Help us, Lord, to bear the fruit that you desire. Yes, Lord, and I pray also, God, that you will fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace, with the implementation of the whole will of God. Help each and every family to abide with your will, that they will persevere in the narrow way, that they will fulfill the whole will of yours. Lord, I pray for all members, elders, parents, pastors, and workers of the church, that each and every one of us, big or small, oh God, each and every one of us will reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that we will have patience, love, peace, joy, self-control, perseverance, long-suffering, faithfulness, generosity, patience, humility, gentleness, and kindness that will manifest Christ in our lives, even at this time, O God, in spite of all troubles and pressures, persecution and rejection from the people who are from the world, even the people who were with you, but now they deserted you. I pray, Lord, that you will persevere. Trust in you, O God. I pray that you reveal yourself more to us with signs and wonders and miracles. That you will reveal your will, O God, in full in our lives and the life of your church and your people. Let's pray for our families back home and our neighborhoods and friends. Let's pray also for all our contacts that we have in whichever place, in whatever way, that we will convey the message for them. Yes, O God, I pray for a fruit, that your salvation will flow, and that we will convey the message to them. Help us, O God. Help us, O Lord. Let's pray now for one another. If you know anyone having problem, having difficulties, set in need of prayer, sicknesses, let's pray. We have a God to answer prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer, O God. Hear our cry. When we call upon you, you help, you provide. O Lord, lead us and guide us and help us. Help our brethren. Heal the sick. Provide jobs, income. Give solution. Give deliverance. Protect, O God. And I pray even this time, protect us all of us from COVID-19 and also the schemes of vaccination, and also protect us from all persecution and the troubles that devil may implement on us. Pray for your job now, the place that you are working, that it will prosper, you too will prosper also. Pray that you will shine in the place that God had placed you, by deed and by word. Help us, O God. Help each and every one of us to shine in the place that you assigned for us to work. I pray for prosperity of these job places. Bless them for the sake of your people. And thank you, God, for all what you provide. And we commit ourselves to bring to you what belongs to you, of tithes and offering and first fruit and vows, to bring it all to you, O God. Lead us, Master. Lead us, Redeemer, to do the very thing that you want us to do. And let's pray for this country, UAE, and other places that God had put his church, Oman, Kuwait, and Iraq, Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Malawi, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Nigeria. Lord, we pray for all these places that you put our members, individual families, congregations, we pray. Lord, you grant us favor from the government, from the authorities, that what we need will be provided. We pray for them all to be safe, those around us who are non-believers. Reveal yourself to them in vision and dreams. Let them know, O God, that you are the true God and we are your servant. Give us boldness to preach your word, O God, and do miracles in the name of Jesus. Stretch out your hand and do miracles. And Lord, we pray that we will speak your word. You will live a good example. We will follow the rules of the governments, O God. You will help us, O God. And even you will enable us to overcome the injustice, the abuse, the slavery. We trust you, O God, that your Holy Spirit will enable your church. You will open doors for us. And whatever door the devil had closed, you will be the one to make a way for us to overcome. You are the true God. And we trust you have done a lot of things for us in the past. And even today, you will do the same. Oh God, we pray for provision. We pray for answer prayer. We pray for deliverance. We pray for bondages to be broken. We pray for sinners to come back to you, prostitutes, criminals, thieves, murderers, Lord. We trust you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit can change people. Help us to express more of your love to others. Bless all the ministries. I pray for more Bible studies to be reached out, more homes and families to be reached out with the gospel. Enable our workers, parents, pastors, elders, members to reach new families, new souls to be saved and to be added to your church and to your kingdom in the name of Jesus. We pray for blessing upon all the ministries of the church, the prayer ministry, the worship ministry, the farming, the children, and also the home school. Oh God, all what you ordain for us of service, we pray that you will be faithful. And even today, we ask you, we invite you, oh God, to refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. And you give us the gift that we need in our lives as a church to go on and serve you, oh God. I pray for gift of evangelism, gift of healing, gift of faith, teachers, pastors, a gift of prophesying. We pray for gift of preaching, exhorting, message of wisdom and knowledge. Whatever we lack, you give us so that we go on and save you. And even today, we ask you to anoint our worship, O God. Anoint our songs. Anoint the message. Anoint the giving. Even this recording. Anointed to reach your church, your people, the rest of the body, oh God, that belong to this church. And even, Lord, take it wherever you want to reach the lost, the backsliders, that people will hear and will turn their heart to you and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord in the Spirit and the truth.
Yeah. the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the people of God sing his praises all over the land.
Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the people of God sing his praise all over the land. Everyone in the valley, come and lift your voice, all those on the mountain top be glad. Yeah.
We will serve the Lord. We will serve the painter of the sky. There's no other name in heaven. There's no other name on the earth by which we may be saved. There is no other name except the one of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. As we sing, we will do. We will bring you the best of God. Our heart, our mind, our life, our will, and the best of the material things that you give us, O God. Teach us today your ways as we sit in your presence. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us be seated. Let us collect our tithe and our offerings and bring our first fruit to the storehouse of God, as the scripture said, and as he will promise, he will fulfill that he will open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep. Thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your provision. And thank you for abundance that you bestow on each and every one of us. And here we are today. We bring it to you, Lord, our tithe and our offerings, our first fruits and our vows. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. Look up from heaven, multiply it, and use it to reach the lost. And also pour out, open the windows of heaven and bless your people who obey you. And pour out so much blessing that they have no place to keep. And rebuke the devourer in each and every one life, O God. And let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. And we'll continue speaking from the sermon of Jesus on the mountain. And we will read today, verse 19 to verse 21. How to store up treasures in heaven. How many of you want to have treasures? Not only on earth, but in heaven. Matthew 6, verse 19 to 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Oh God, thank you for your word to us. Anoint my lips, oh God, and put verses and statement, and speak to your church and your people, to teach and to direct and to guide into the center of your will. I pray for fruit. I pray for people be attentive, you meet in the heart and mind, and surrendering to your will. Oh God, I pray for new souls to come into your kingdom. I pray for more workers, disciples, and people who are willing to serve you and follow you. That's all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here, the Lord Jesus speaks about making treasures in heaven. In this, the Lord is dealing with the issue of how to handle the material things in your life, how to handle your finances in the right way that God wanted, and how to convert the material things, the material wealth that God gave us into wealth and treasures in heaven. Here the Lord is not against you to be rich or to be a wealthy person. Christ is not against you that you will collect and save money. But here, Christ presenting that there is a better place that where you can put your treasures. He spoke first in verse 19 that not to lay up for yourself treasures upon earth. And he mentioned Why that is not preferable? Because the treasures that you put on earth, it could be attacked and it could be destroyed by three things. Here he mentioned the Lord is the moth, the rust, and the thieves. The moth, it means that he was speaking about cloth, because moth will attack the cloth, and you know, many people, they spend much money on their expensive cloth, and that's wasting. And also the rust affects the metals. And Christ here speaking about that they are keeping metals that will be affected by rust, like cars, you know, expensive cars, mobiles, all these appliances. These are all can be considered as a material thing that we spend much money on it. And the third one that speaks Jesus about thieves. When he speaks about thieves, he speaks about money, gold, silver, and gems, and these could be stolen easily. Here the Lord, when he tackled this issue, don't lay up your treasures on earth. What he mean here, the Lord, is that what he want to tackle here also, God is talking and he's targeting the worldliness, the love for the world. He's targeting also the love of money, the love of hoarding money, dishonesty, and cheating, and the rest of the things that will be entangled with this same issue. And God wants to direct us. God wants to make our mind shift from the loving of the world, love of money, worldliness, from the corruption, from dishonesty, to something better, that our treasures, what we work for, it will be in heaven, and it will be a reward for us there. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Timothy. Book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6. Book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, and verse 16 to verse 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17 to verse 19. He says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. They do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. He speak here, Apostle Paul, toward the rich people, and those who have, you know, treasure, and this can be applied to us. He said that they should be not be high-minded, we should be humble, that we should not trust in the material riches, but to trust in God. And also that we are called to do good, and to be rich in good works, and good also to give and to distribute. And he mentioned here also that, about God, that he gave us richly all things to enjoy. Part of it also we need to enjoy what God gives us of material things. And in verse 19 he says, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. Why we save and we have treasures? Because we are looking for the future. When we put our treasures in heaven, then we are laying a good foundation for the time to come. And the last statement, Apostle Paul said, that they may lay hold on eternal life. When we are looking forward in such direction that our treasures in heaven, we are assuring and we are assured that we have assurance of salvation and getting hold on our eternal life. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 21, it says that, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What he means here that we put our treasures in the place that we like, that we love, where our heart is. Now, in case that we decided, when you decide to put your treasures in heaven, it means that you start to love heaven, to love God, and to love His word, and to love His command, so that you will be directing your resources and the treasures that God gives you into this direction to reach heaven. Now we will go through the scriptures and when we will find out how we can lay up for ourselves treasure in heaven, not only on earth but in heaven also. Again, Christ is not against you to be rich or to collect or you have resources, but God wants to use all what you have, but you all what you receive for the glory of God, and that is how to lay up treasure in heaven. When we use what God give us for the glory of God, then we are putting our treasures in heaven. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 28, say, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Now we are directed, in order to make a treasure in heaven, we are directed to work with our hands so that we will have income and we will have resources that we don't need to use the labor or work of other people, and that is how we steal it from them. But we need to work so that we can spend for ourselves and we will not take advantage of other people. So that is the first things we need to do. We need to find work and work and to have income. The second principle, the book of Titus, chapter 3 and verse 14, Book of Titus, chapter 3 and verse 14. Say, and let ours also, let our people also learn to maintain good works for necessity uses, for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. We need to have work and income so that we can spend on our needs. What we need to spend on, and that's our responsibility. We need to, when we work, we're going to spend on our needs, not on our wants. This is another second principle of making treasures, that what we work for, our income, will we use it to spend on our necessary needs. The third principle is that in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verse 24, book of Ecclesiastes, Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verse 24, say, there is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This is also I saw that it was from the hand of God. What we work, then part of it that we need to enjoy our life. So we will enjoy what we are labor and we are spending effort on. Now, the next principle is 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. That's how to handle finances. That's how to handle your finances, how to use your finances to make treasures in heaven. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. They say, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Now here, the thing here, we need to understand that we are responsible to spend on our own families. So these are the principles that we are learning today. We have to work. We have to spend on ourselves, enjoy what we labor for. Then we need to spend on our families. And the next principles we can find it in Book of Romans, chapter 13, and verse. 8, Book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 8, say, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Owe no man anything. We should not be in debt. And if we have debt, we have to pay back our debt. That is the principles that we need to adopt, so that we will be able to make treasures in heaven. Now the next principle is to save. We need to the next principle is to give what is due to God. There are portion of our income and have to go to the Lord. The first thing we need to give our first fruit to God. In the book of Exodus, chapter 22, this all it have to be in our mind in order so that we'll be able to understand how we can direct what God give us for His glory. Then we can be making treasures in heaven. This is all important. We have to work to have income. We should spend on ourselves. We should spend on our families. We should enjoy what we are laboring. We should give what is due to God. And that is here now, the portion that is belongs to God. We need to give. Book of Exodus, chapter 22. And verse 29, it says, thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits, and of thy liquor, the firstborn of thy son, shalt thou give unto me. The first fruit, the first of everything, the first salary you get. If you are working in a monthly salary, the first salary you get, give it to the Lord. And after that, every year, give the first month salary. Now, if you don't have a regular salary or regular income, then you collect how much you have every year income, roughly, and divide it by 12, and give one portion 1 month for the Lord. You know, some other, they have some other calculation, but finally that will be the result, that 1 month of your labor, it will be given to the Lord. The first month of your work, you give it, and then subsequently. The first fruit is applied for everything that you receive from God, whatever money, salary, inheritance, material things, all the first things we have to be given to the Lord. In the book of Exodus, chapter 13, I tell you, the more you give to God, the more you will have. Exodus chapter 13 and verse 2. He said, the Lord, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. The firstborn, we need to give it to the Lord. The Bible speaks that to redeem the firstborn is to give 5 shekel. And the 5 shekel, if you calculate it at that time, to this time, the value of it, the value of the 5 shekel to redeem the firstborn is $200 today. These are the scriptures, and we need to be moved by the scriptures. The first fruit, it is allocated to the priest, and which is the pastor of the church today. That is his portion. In the book of Ezekiel and chapter 44, why we need to give our first fruit. The Lord said, do not delay it. The firstlings of everything belong to God, to be given to the priest. And in Ezekiel chapter 44 verse 30, he says, and the first of all, the first fruits of all things, and every oblation of all, of every sort of your oblation, shall be the priests. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dove, that he may cause the blessing to rest in thine house. When you give the first fruit to the Lord, and it will go to the priest, to the pastor of the church, the blessing of God will rest upon your house. That is the scriptures from God. Now, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, speak about the same, how to honor the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. We are called to give the first fruit to God, and that is the blessing of the Lord will be abound to us. So what we ought to give to God? First, the first fruit. Second, we need to bring our tithes to the Lord. Our tithes belong to God. We read that in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, say the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now here, the promise of God, when we bring our tithe, the tithe is the 10% of all what we receive. It is easy to calculate the tithes. Whatever you receive, the 10% of it belongs to God. That is the tithing, and He will open the windows of heaven and bless us. When you withhold your tithes, when you hold your tithes, you don't bring it, you are robbing God. In verse 8, it says, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. When we don't give our tithes to the Lord, we are stealing from God. So here, these are the things that we need to give. And why we need to give the tithe? It is that we should not steal from God, and that the open of the windows of heaven shall be open to us. And why we need to give the tithe in verse 11, we can read verse 11. It say that, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine catch the fruit before the time in the field, say the Lord of hosts. Now, here, what we understand that when we bring the tithes, God will rebuke the devourer. God will not allow the pestilence to come. But when we refuse to give it, God will not protect the devourer to come on us and also destroy. You know what Jesus say in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And verse, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Now here, what we can learn here is that when we don't give our tithes to the Lord, God will rebuke the devourer. The rust will come, the moth will come, and the thieves will come. The thieves will come, the moth and the rust will come, and they will destroy the harvest that God gave us. And that's what he says here, do not lay up treasure for you on earth. When you withhold from God what is belong to God, destroyer will come, thieves will come, and what you collect from the treasures, I am assuring you, it will be all destroyed, it will be taken by thieves and moth and rust. We will continue. So we need to give our first fruit to God. We need to give our tithe to God. And we need to understand that the first fruit and the tithe are different categories. There are two different things. The tithe it will be given to the Levites. The full-time workers. Those who are having full time, the tithe will be given to them. Those are the Levites that they should receive the tithe in the Old Testament. And also the Levites, when they receive the tithe, they will cast it also to the priest. We read that in the book of Nehemiah. Book of Nehemiah, chapter 10. That is how to make treasures in heaven by using what God gives you for the glory of God. Nehemiah chapter 10 and verse 37 to verse 39, and that we should bring the first fruits of our dough and our offerings and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine and of oil, and to the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithe of our ground, and to the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithe in all the cities of our tillage. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites, when the Levites take tithes, and the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithes unto the house of our God, to the chamber and to the treasurer's house. And verse 39, for the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn, of the new wine, and the oil unto the chambers where are the vessels of the sanctuary. And the priests that minister, and the porters, and the singer, and we will not forsake the house of our God. The first fruit mentioned here given to the priests, the tithes are given to the Levites, and when they receive it, they will give the tithes of it to the priests. So the tithes and the first fruit are different entities in the scriptures. I do all these things, and I have experienced how God had blessed me materially. The more you give to God, the more you discipline yourself and abide with the scriptures, the Lord will direct His blessing to you. That's why I am teaching all these things today. In addition to the tithes and offering, there's a vows, and there's also different kind of offerings. We need to give cheerfully with a loving heart. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purpose in his heart. That's what you say, where your heart is, your treasure in. So let him give, not for of necessity, for God love a cheerful giver. When we give to God all these things cheerfully, God knows how to also bless us more. And the next thing that we need to give to the poor and needy. And we had discussed about that in other sermons. And you know, when we give to the poor and needy and we help them, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17 say, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Now when he say he will pay him again, when we give to the those who are poor, or those who are in need, we are lending to the Lord, and the Lord will pay us back when we are in need, when we are in trouble. The Lord will pay us back, and He will give us bountifully. Now, the next two principles, how we handle our finances. First, we have to work, spend our savings, enjoy what we receive, and spend on our families. Give what belongs to God, including giving to the poor, giving to God tithes and offering and first fruit and vows and giving to the poor. And the next step we need to do with our finances is we need to save. We need to save for the future. And the teaching of saving, we need to save about one-fifth of our income. And that we can read from the book of Genesis, the advice of Joseph to Pharaoh, when he advised him to save one-fifth so that he can stand against the coming famine. Book of Genesis chapter 41 and verse 33 to 36. Now therefore let Pharaoh look at a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seventh plenteous years, and let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities, and that food shall be for store to the land against the seventh year of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. That is saving. And when we save, we should not touch. Keep it for the future. And how we can save? What are the things that we can use so that we can do all these things? We can do all these things because these are the scriptures. And Christ came to fulfill the scripture, and we too, we should have the same initiative. We need to fulfill the scriptures in how we can save. We need to use free resources without paying. There are resources. We don't need to pay money. We need to use free resources. In book of Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 1, it says, "Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that have no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." Now there are things we can get without paying money, free resources. That is we need to cultivate so that we can save. In verse 2, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 2, what we learn. "Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread?" You say, why you spend money on something not important? "And your labor for that which is satisfied not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight yourself in fatness." The second principle to save is, we should not spend our money unless for an important things in our life. And the third things we should learn to discipline ourselves. Christ directs his disciples in the book of John chapter 6 and verse 12 and 13. After he multiplied the bread and the fish, and all of them they ate to the full, he said, and when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled the 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. He taught them, don't waste, gather, collect, don't throw things. These are the principles that we can adopt in our lives so we can save. That is the method that the Lord taught us, how to make treasures in heaven. When we start to love God with all our heart, when our heart and our mind on the heavenly things, not the worldly things, and when our heart is there with the word of God, with the commands of God, and that is true. That is true. When we don't do these things, because our heart is not there, not in the command of God, on the worldly things, that is the hindrance. And here today, God is challenging us to surrender that area of our life unto Him. These are the principles of suffering, disciplining ourselves, willing to go and through the narrow way, so that these commands that we have read today in the scriptures, we can do in our life. And that's how we can show that our life, our heart is with God. And we can lay treasures in heaven because we are dealing with our material things with the direction to give glory unto God. Let's all stand. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your goodness. Come now to God. Commit yourself to do what God wants you to do. Repent of your sin. We are with your wrong ways and wrong understandings. The scripture give us clear direction. Yes, O God. Yes, Lord, as we have sung, Lord, to you, that we will bring the best that we can. The best for you, O God, that these scriptures to be fulfilled, O God, in our lives. I commit myself, O Lord, to do that. Then, Lord, I commit myself to obey. I commit myself, Lord, to continue to teach the people your word. Continue to teach your church, disciples, the way that you want us to go on. And serve you, Lord. Prove your word to us, O God, to your church. Humble the disobedient, O God. Silence the false teachers, the false pastors who teach wrong, O God. Yes, Lord, raise up so that your name will be honored. Your name, O God, will be glorified. Hear my cry, O God. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayers. Teach us to fear you, O Lord.
We are here to praise you. Lift our hearts and sing. We are here to and it is I.
grace of God, that this song and a prayer that we will do, take your message and spread it, let it reach the rest of the congregations of the church. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand with us, keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Walk.